Isaiah, chapter 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor majesty, and when we see him, there is no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised, and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their face he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, struck of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was on him, and with his stripes we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted he didn't open his mouth, as a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he didn't open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who considered his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, because of the transgression of my people he was stricken to death. And they made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him who was made sick. If his soul makes an offering for sin, then he will see his seed, he will prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh will prosper in his hand. He will see the light of the travail of his soul, and will be satisfied. By his knowledge will my righteous slave justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for their sins.